This is program number LW2279. Well, it happened several years ago. Hi, this is Larry West. The king of Thailand, when the country was called Siam, came to this country for an eye operation. Well, the American doctor who performed the operation didn't know what to charge such a patient. What do you charge a king? He knew that if he overcharged him, it would reflect unfavorably on international relationships and goodwill. On the other hand, if he undercharged him, the king would feel that the operation was not serious enough to warrant all the trouble. Well, a friend suggested that the doctor consult the king's lawyer in New York, the one who was handling the king's financial affairs in this country. The doctor did so. "What do I do?" the doctor asked the lawyer. And here's what the lawyer advised. He said, "Don't specify any particular amount on the bill. Just submit the statement with a footnote that reads, 'The king can do no wrong.' That way," the lawyer said, "the king himself will decide what he thought the operation is worth." Well, the doctor thought that was the answer. Not many days after he had submitted such a statement, the doctor received a check from the king for $75,000. The doctor fainted right there on the spot. He bought his wife a mink coat, purchased two brand new Cadillacs, booked passage on the Queen Mary for a month's vacation in Europe. He spent it all. But when it was all over, the doctor didn't regret his actions. It was windfall money anyway. He didn't regret it. That is, until he received a bill from the king's lawyer. The invoice was blank, but at the bottom, the lawyer had penned the words, "The doctor can do no wrong." Now, there has to be a moral to this story. Maybe you can come up with one of your own. The king, the lawyer, they both were told they could do no wrong. Such a statement cost the king his honor, his excellence, his virtue was laid on the line. So was the doctor's. They could do no wrong. So obviously, doing the right, then, always costs. Someone once said, "When you are so devoted to doing what is right that you press straight on to that and disregard what men are saying about you, there is the triumph of moral courage." Doing the right always costs. Right is right even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it. The guy who dares you to shoplift, maybe, if you don't take the stuff, it may cost you your friendship. But doing the right always costs. So they want you to swallow that little red tablet or smoke a little marijuana. If you don't, you're ousted. But you know, doing the right always costs. I wish you could ask a fellow by the name of Donald A. Strickland how much right costs. You see, 20-year-old Donald sent a letter to his family one day. It came from Vietnam. Here's what it said. "Dear folks, I'm writing this letter as my last one. You've probably already received word that I am dead, and that the government wishes to express its deepest regret. Believe me," Donald wrote, "I didn't want to die, but I want my country to live. I want it to stand as a light to all people oppressed and guide them to the same freedom we know." I wish I had time to read you the rest of Donald's letter, but Donald's letter is just one more proof that right always costs. Donald has been honored posthumously with the top 1966 Freedom's Foundation Award. Of course, standing out front in the list of proofs that right always costs is a scene that stands on top of a little knoll in a faraway country. It's in the shape of a large, rugged, splintery cross. The man who hung on it is the one who could do no wrong. It's not that he didn't want to. He was God. And being God, he could do no wrong. Now ask him if right always costs. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Think about this today. While right always costs, it's the wrong, really, that always has a bigger price tag. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.